Bob, you have an Employee of the Month contest that this month was, in fact, giving away to your employees a vacation in Aruba.
We opened the contest in early June, Mr. Henry, to all of our employees. We began an Employee of the Month award every 6 months or so, giving one of our employees a vacation trip of some kind.
Which is what, a couple of times a year?
That is right, two or three times a year.
What is the package? What was the package this month?
We had a 7 nights in Aruba at a 5-star hotel, transportation from the airport and back, all-inclusive, use of the resort's recreational facilities, and so forth.
Now, you were informed by one of your company's executives this past weekend of the disappearance of Ms. Holloway.
That is correct, yeah.
Who was that?
That was one of our executives, Jim Schleicher, who called me and told me to... He actually told me to turn on the news, and that's when I saw the story of this unfortunate young woman, Ms. Holloway.
What was your reaction to that then?
At that time, I immediately called our comptroller, Mike Parsons, and our personnel manager, who's Wanda Hemmings, and I told them the situation.
Because you've got this vacation you're giving away to Aruba, and here is a young woman who turns up missing.
Yes, sir. And
what did the three of you do?
We met over a period of about 4 or 5 hours trying to put this together, what we thought would be the fairest compromise, I guess, to our employees and our best response to this problem. And I want to say that it was Wanda Hemmings, who we commend Wanda. She's our personnel manager. She's also, by the way, an African-American, and she said that she did not see any way we could keep the Employee of the Month campaign open to all of our employees.
That you would have to... exclude, you know, that you'd have to...
Well, we would have to exclude our white Caucasian female employees.
All right, so the trip to Aruba for your Employee of the Month is no longer, insofar as the Employee of the Month goes, it cannot be won by a white female employee?
White females or any men who are married to white women. Jim Heffernan, who is our produce manager and is also black, is married to a white woman, so... That automatically puts him out of the campaign. It's not fair, but at this point we do have the availability of the hotel. The hotel is paid for. It's too late to change the reservations to some other locale.
Because Natalie Holloway is white, is it your feeling that a white female in Aruba at this time is more at risk?
That is correct, yes. Unfortunately, if you've done any reading on the topic of white slaving, white slave trading, which doesn't have anything to do, by the way, with race, it's the kidnapping of a woman for the purposes...
Using her for prostitution, right?
Yes. And the problem is, Phil, in Aruba and in the surrounding Caribbean islands, is that these white slavers are able to command a higher price for the very unfortunate white girl.
A white woman is going to fetch a higher price in this white slaving trade, so she is going to be more at risk.
That is correct.
All right. You're an employer, and your compromise was to continue to give away the trip to Aruba, but only to black females.
Well, to tell you, all the way up here in America as an employer, giving away a trip to Aruba and it possibly being won by one of my white female employees would not be responsible of me, considering that this woman, an employee of mine, might be victimized upon her arrival in the island by these people who see that she's white and believe that she's going to get a better price in a brothel or whatever they call these places.
All right, so that means the female black employees of yours will win the prize and she'll be given the trip to Aruba.
That is correct.
Are African-American women, though, are also at risk? These white slaving people, which I don't know how predominant it is, but they apparently do kidnap women, black women too, right?
Yes, but black women don't command as high a price, and it's very unlikely that they would be targeted. We certainly do feel comfortable that our female employees who are black, we think would be safe. Aruba is a beautiful place. We have paid for this trip. The black female or black male who has a black female wife will take the trip to Aruba. But I can't, as a responsible employer, expose my white women to the risk that are now apparently rampant in the islands, that they are abducting white women because they command a higher price.
Does the black employee who wins the Employee of the Month award have to take the trip?
Yes, they do, unfortunately, yes.
Why?
Because, as I said, we've already paid for it. The hotel is paid for, the transportation, the all-inclusive, the airfare is already paid for. And so we as a company, obviously, we'd be out quite a bit of money.
All right, so, but here's the thing, and this is what I'm getting to, and then we'll give our phone number out to our listeners. The white females will not be allowed to win this trip. The black females will. Not only will they be allowed to win the trip, but they must take the trip. And yet, there is a chance they're at risk.
Well, Phil, it's a very minimal risk. The very, very minimal, slight chance that an African-American woman is going to be kidnapped down there because she just doesn't get the same price. Unfortunately, I don't know what these individuals engaged in this are some of the lowest you can imagine.
Obviously, they're the scum of the earth. And this is a kidnapping, plain and simple. But the black women are still at risk.
Not to the extent that the white women are. A black woman, I want to make our black employees feel better, and also I want to make any of your black female listeners feel better, that it's highly unlikely that you're not going to be kidnapped. It's highly unlikely that you'll be kidnapped, I should say, because they prefer white women, and to the extent that they're going to get a higher price. The other thing that I can't do, Phil, is...
Let me jump in and give our phone number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Robert Green is the chairman of Fraser Foods. They were giving away an Employee of the Month trip to Aruba. He is now not allowing any of his white females to take that trip. Only black females will be allowed to take the trip. Indeed, we'll have to take the trip because you've already paid for it.
Unfortunately, yes. But I say unfortunately, I mean, it's a beautiful trip.
All right. There is a risk, though, that they could still be kidnapped, but you say it's very minimal because black females don't command as high a price on the white slave market. Now, here's the point that I want, and our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. The idea, first of all...
And I want to add one other thing, Phil, that was played into our thinking.
All right.
And I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
It is difficult as an employer for me to send a white female employee to Aruba, knowing that we have another dynamic at work. If a white woman gets kidnapped again, it does not play well, I don't think, with the Caucasian men in this country, the thought of a white woman being, pawed by these island people. And so... This is what.
Wait. What do you mean being pawed by the island people? Females are at risk.
White females are more at risk. The black females are not.
But if a black female is kidnapped, okay, if one of your employees is African American and she's kidnapped.
Which is highly unlikely.
All right, it's highly unlikely, but if she is, you got a problem, don't you?
I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. It does not affect the black male knowing that his woman. Maybe, and it's bad, don't get me wrong.
Well, hold on. Are you saying...
I just want to finish my thought. I don't think it affects the black male as strongly, knowing that his woman may be victimized by other island people like himself, as opposed to a white man who knows his white woman is being, pawed over by one of these guys down there.
And well, you're addressing a very classic... knee-jerk sort of organic racist reaction on the part of some men who find it very difficult to deal with that a white woman is involved with a black man.
Well, you say it as if it's surprising. I mean, in other words, you're comfortable with that?
I don't have I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm just telling you that there is a knee-jerk reaction you're going to get from a lot of people, white men. If I let a white woman go down there and she gets kidnapped... And now the image is flying through the minds of a lot of Americans that there's a white woman down there getting, touched and everything by these guys. It's difficult. And God knows, Phil, that I am not a law enforcement agent.
Well, I'm putting you in a very difficult position. But you did make this announcement to the press that you were not allowing this contest to be given away, this prize to be given away to any white females as a result of Natalie Holloway's abduction. You believe she was abducted for white slaving purposes?
Oh, I don't think there's any question in my mind, Phil.
Now, I'm going to ask this question as carefully as I can. Oh, I got to take a break, but in a moment I want to come back to you. You weren't involved in white slaving, but you were familiar with some of those people?
Yes, I was.
When you were in business down there?
Yes, I was. I had business contacts who were white slavers, yes.
Did you have a grocery store down there?
I had two grocery stores, yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So right now, this is at least one business, Mr. Green's business. They were going to give away a trip to Aruba. He's not allowing any of his white females to win this trip. The black females, he says, are not as at risk because the white slave trade does not command as high a price for them, which... frankly, some women may see that, some black women may see that as an insult. I would consider that to be a good thing when it comes to these scumbags. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Green's going to come back and talk to us about the other thing that he said, though, was that I found a little troubling. He can't let a white woman go down there knowing that the image of her being pawed by these island people will be going through the minds of white men in America. Now, that's where we start to have a problem. You know what I mean, bud?
Absolutely.
His employee's winning an Aruba trip, but you're not letting any of the white females. Much of what you're saying is coming off a little racially tinged.
I understand that, Phil. I don't know how else to do it, though.
Well, you're saying that, white men are going to go crazy thinking their women are being pawed over by island men. You're saying that the black women, you'll let them go on the Aruba trip because they don't command as high a price.
Well, I'm not saying anything that isn't true.
No, I know that. But the women can still be kidnapped. And you're saying that these women have to go.
Well, they do.
So a white woman's not allowed to go, she may get kidnapped. The black woman who wins the contest has to go because you've already paid for it.
Unfortunately, yes. But I assure all of my black female employees the likelihood of them getting kidnapped by white slavers is very low, considering the fact, it's difficult for me to admit this, but I knew a lot of these people. I'm familiar with the prices that they charged in the past. And I do know that they, there's just not a high premium, I guess, on, it's difficult for me to, because it sounds like I'm putting myself, stepping deeper and deeper into it.
Well, yeah, a little bit. You know, don't worry about getting kidnapped, because they're not going to charge as high a price for you, so the demand is low.
Well, but that's the truth. I mean, business is bad. I've been in business. The only thing I know is business, and I know business. And they're not going to, it's a very low risk. But I can't send a white woman down there, considering the risk that, with the prices being what they are right now, for something white, it's going to be pretty...
Well, what do you mean, something white?
What I mean is, for a white woman, it's going to... There's going to be high demand.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Nikki, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
I'm just kind of confused here about the whole white-black issue of sending anyone to Aruba. If there's a risk, even if it's a low risk, why would you send the female employee over there?
Well, we've already paid for the hotel.
Well, I mean, that's unfortunate, but I mean, and,
right.
You know.
Well, here's the judgment call that I made. We won't send any of our white females because you saw the news where one just got kidnapped. Very likely that she is being now forced into white slaving. So we won't send any of the white females. The black females, we're going to roll the dice a little bit, and I'm gonna...
Well, see, this is what the lady said. What do you mean, roll the dice?
Well, I don't mean roll the dice, but what I am saying is we've paid for the hotel, we paid for the airfare. I don't want to have the company absorb that. Why not send a black female? The chances are minimal to zero, given the price structure for prostitution down there now, that they'll get kidnapped.
Well, I'm a Hispanic woman, and being a woman, I know that there's risks of anywhere that you go of being victimized. And just making a statement saying that a white woman...
But the price on you, the price for you, the price for a black woman in Aruba, I don't know the other islands.
Well, that's very offensive as far as, I mean, saying, okay, well, we're going to send you because you're an African-American woman, and
no, but that's
good luck.
I'm saying for the Hispanic and the African-American women... because the going rate for you is not like it is for a white woman. It's a low chance that you get kidnapped.
But there's still a chance that you would get kidnapped. So I don't understand why your company won't just absorb the cost and, you know, just call it a day.
It's easy to tell another man, hey, why don't you just go ahead and take it, you know, in the you-know-what financially. I mean, it's easy to say for you because you're not in my business, but...
Well, I understand that, but it's also easy for you to say that you're not a woman, and a woman can be victimized regardless of what color she is.
First of all, my black employees are going to blend in down there. So they're not going to target an American black because she looks like they do.
But wait a minute. Americans, whether they're black or white, stand out. Given the level of, given our lifestyle, the clothes we wear... You know, the things we carry with us, whether expensive cameras or so on and so forth, the sunglasses we wear. You can spot an American, whether they're black or white, from a mile away.
Well, so have you been to Aruba?
No, I have not.
Well, I've been to Aruba.
All right. So you know that blacks blend in.
Well, I mean, blacks can blend in anywhere. I mean,
Exactly. So they're not as likely to kidnap one. And as far as being Hispanic, the same thing for you. They're not as likely to want to pay for you as they would for a white woman. And so what we're trying to do here is split the difference.
Well, people from another country know people from other, countries.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, okay. She's saying that they know that they're from other countries.
Exactly.
No, I just explained to her that, no, they don't. They blend in.
Yeah, but I just explained to you that Americans stand out.
You did, but she didn't.
Who?
The caller. She just said, well, they, don't blend in. Because she's going along with you.
No,
well, whatever,
I'm going along with my own personal
belief. You didn't have that opinion until Mr. Hendry said it. So,
all right, look, at Nikki, thank you. What do you mean?
I'm saying you said it, but she didn't. So I'll listen to your argument, but she doesn't. She just called up not knowing. And why is she worried? She's Hispanic. It's the rock bottom prices on Hispanic, and I don't mean to say, Phil, because I'm a father and a husband, but...
All right, 1-800-449-8686. David, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. David?
Yes, sir.
Go right ahead, sir.
Hello, the gentleman there?
Yeah, right here.
What is the memo you sent out to all these women?
I have to ask the caller, do you have some noise in the background, like a cat or a...
Actually, they're cicadas. The cicadas, the cicadas that come out the trees and, that's not my radio. You know the cicadas that come out the trees?
No, I don't.
What are you talking about?
Those are cicadas that come out the trees and they mate and then they die. They're like large grasshoppers.
Yeah, that's a great story, sir.
Well, anyway, I want to know the memo.
Well, I've heard some real cockamamie.
What memo did you... I'm sorry.
I've heard a lot of cockamamie stories, but...
Just let the man finish what he's saying. Go ahead,
what is the memo that you sent out to all the people saying who's at risk and who's not at risk? Can you fax that to...
They have pulled back on a competition, an Employee of the Month competition, to award to their Employee of the Month a trip to Aruba. They are not allowing any of their white female employees to be in this competition, only their black female employees. And a caller, David, is hanging on. David, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right, now I got this... you fax this over to me, Bob, and I have it.
All right, and you'll see that it is signed by Wanda Hemmings, who's our personnel director.
All right, let me read it. To all employees, this is dated, by the way, on the 5th. To all employees, for your protection, the trip to the Reef Resort in Aruba as first prize in our Employee of the Month competition will be closed to all female Caucasian employees as of this date due to the higher risk to white women in Aruba on account of the white lady kidnapped down there. Only African-American families in which all people are black will be eligible for the competition. This is for your safety, Wanda Hemmings, personnel director.
Right, and that was disseminated in our lunchroom and to all of our employees.
And where does it say the clause that you may have trouble?
What's that, sir?
You have a risk. Does it say anything about you have a risk of being kidnapped? I didn't hear the whole transcript.
It says no, because we're not allowing the white women to be in the competition.
Does it tell the African-American women that they have a risk of being kidnapped?
Well, no, it does not, sir, for the reason, as I stated to the...
You have a good lawyer. I hope your company has a good lawyer. Sir, I meant to. I was trying to keep my personal stuff out of it, Mr. The talk show.
Yes, sir.
Radio host.
Yeah.
But maybe you can ask him, isn't that kind of wrong? I mean, well, I know
Wait a minute. I told that Hispanic lady that called up that she and her people and the black people, very low risk. And
well, wait a minute. This man is saying there's still a risk that the women could be kidnapped, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, with the prices the way they are right now.
What do you mean the prices?
The prices? Oh, my God.
I'm talking
about... What type of business? And I'm sorry, but your producer said that this guy's a highly respected businessman.
I'm in the grocery business, sir, yes. I've been a CEO at Fraser Foods for 21 years.
Okay, so if you have a... I'm quite sure you have a good lawyer. Did you ever go to the government and say, well, maybe I can get some money back?
Wait a minute. I'm just asking you, why do I need a lawyer? I don't understand.
Because maybe you could go to the government and say, well, because of this risk, we started this. We didn't know it was going to be like that. Maybe we can get some of our money back. You sound like you're worried more about money than about personal life,
sir. No, not at all, sir. But this is a bottom-line company. I've got a board of directors to report to.
You're still talking about the business and not people. Mr. Talk Show Hurst.
Can I ask the gentleman, are you standing outside? Is that what you're doing?
No, I'm in my garage, sir.
I'm listening to insects? You know, I don't understand.
He's in his garage, so I guess he's partly outside.
Because every now and again
I have an attached garage, and now I'm in the back of my garage, next to the door where the insects aren't, sir. So
well,
can you hear me better?
I'm just saying that I couldn't hear you because you got grasshoppers or something.
Well, they're cicadas. I'm sorry. I apologize for that.
Well, that's all right. Okay. I mean, I just don't think it's very respectful. You're asking me to have respect, and you're on the phone with that.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
All right. Look, a big deal.
Are you thinking about human life, any human life? Are you a patriot?
Am I a patriot?
Yes, sir.
What is that?
A patriot thinks about everyone.
As in,
I mean, they think about everyone. I mean,
I don't know what he means.
You know, I'm a veteran, okay, a disabled veteran. But I just can't understand your mythology about this. I mean, I don't understand it.
Can I ask you a question? Is that why you like to spend a lot of time outside?
Okay.
What? I want to ask you a question. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Is that why you like to spend a lot of time outside?
Why?
Because you're a veteran?
Oh,
what
no.
That, what's
no,
that got to do with anything?
Because I'm listening to some bug that's crawling up him.
Well, you forget about that and listen to what the man is saying about the fact that black women are still at risk.
At risk.
The chance of them getting kidnapped is slim to none. And look, I'm weighing
this. You said slim, though. You said slim to none. You didn't say zero. You said slim to none. That means that there's a possibility,
all right,
sir.
Yeah, but then take this into consideration. Like I said to that other lady.
Sir, right now I'm going to turn that back over to the...
Black women blend in.
Goodbye, sir.
All right, thank you very much, David. But I told you, what do you mean black women blend in? African-American Americans stand out, black or white. Believe me, I've traveled, and you can spot an American a mile away, whether they're black or white or Hispanic or anything. It's the clothes we wear, the sunglasses we wear. We've got more crap on us. We just stand out.
Even blacks.
Yes. I traveled through Jamaica with a whole family of African-American people, Americans who are black. Good God Almighty, they stuck out like a sore thumb, walking around with their designer shades and their freaking dresses and their hats and their shoes and their backpacks and their cameras and everything else. They didn't look anything like Jamaicans.
Well, you can't say that because...
Why?
Well, they look like Jamaicans, they're black. But
are you listening to what I'm saying? I'm saying... You seem to think that an African-American woman on vacation in Aruba is going to blend right in.
Aruba ain't Jamaica, Mr. Andrew. Jamaica is, you got guys with, cornrows walking down a highway. In Aruba, the people there, the standard of living is very good. So you can take an African-American woman who is obviously going to look more affluent, but the Arubians, I don't know what they're called, but the Aruba people are affluent too. So if you see an American affluent woman and an Arubian Indian who's also affluent, they look the same.
I hope, sir, that you hear a tape of this show.
Well, sir, I can tell you, I've been...
No, I just hope that someday you hear a tape of this show. Let me go to Sherry. Sherry, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, go ahead.
I just choose to say that I am personally offended as a black woman to hear this man speak his views. First of all, I've been to Aruba, and I have been approached as being a tourist in Aruba by other blacks who live in Aruba. I've been to many foreign nations and have been spotted out as being a tourist in those countries.
That's what I'm
and
trying
I'm
to tell
offended
us,
by the fact that you place little value on us as black women. Each one of those women that work for your corporation should be given a choice as to whether or not they want to go, whether they're black or they're white. They should be given a choice.
Well,
they
shouldn't
be required to go because they are black,
I don't want to
sir.
Upset the lady, Mr. Henry.
It's what I was telling you. Americans stick out like a sore thumb whether they're black or white.
We absolutely do.
Well, I want to ask the lady, are you... And I don't know what the correct term is, so forgive me if I use the wrong term. Are you quadroon or octoroon or anything like that?
Sir, I am black. I'm not octoroon. I'm not quadroon. I am black.
All right, you're not biroon? Or...
I am
what is
not.
Biroon?
I have brown skin. Brown skin.
All right, so you're not coal black.
What has this
sir,
got to...
You need to really pay attention to what you are saying. Do you think about what you say before it comes out of your mouth, really?
I try to, ma'am. I've been
no,
in business.
No, you don't.
Well, I
you
apologize.
You do not.
Well,
and this day, I hope that you go forward thinking, because you're going to have some very upset employees tomorrow. I think you need to make an apology to every black woman who's listening to this show and to every black man who's listening to this show, because I am highly offended
well,
by what you just said.
Why do I have to apologize to the black men?
Because you said to those guys it doesn't matter as much as it does to a white guy.
Do you get it?
Well, wait a minute. Wait, hold on. I just want to ask you, are you mahogany brown? Or
well, you forget
sir,
about
it
how...
It doesn't matter. If I'm coal black, if I am high but yellow, it doesn't matter.
That's the point that I'm trying to make. The Arubianians, I don't know, I'm sorry.
Just people who live in Aruba.
Like the people that live in Aruba, those women, I mean, we're talking... Black
I've
is,
been
is,
there.
Black is the ace of spades, you know, so...
I've been there. I own a timeshare there. I have been there. And you know what? They can pick me out every time. And I have brown skin.
Well, all right. Brown.
Exactly.
Not brown
we don't need
or,
to go through the shades
have to
of
go
brown.
Through
we don't need to. But I'm clearly not mixed.
Well, you had made a reference that you were high yellow.
I did not. I said did I'm you? Not high yellow. I said whether or not I am... dark or whether I am high yellow. I did not say I was high yellow because I'm not.
Well, here's the thing that I'm trying to say. If, for instance, you are, I'm not saying you are, but let's say a black woman is coal black and she wears fluorescent shorts, then she blends in. And
what does that mean?
I'm trying... Well, the lady may want to laugh, but...
Well, I think the lady made a very good point.
I believe the man. I know what cicadas sound like. They sounded exactly what he said. So you need to think about what you're saying.
This guy's talking to me, and he's got giant insects crawling up a tree, and he's telling me I'm crazy.
And you can kind of blow a smoke screen if you like and change the subject.
No, ma'am, I'm not. I'm simply...
What do you mean if a coal black woman wears fluorescent shorts, she blends in?
I'm saying it lightens her up.
So?
So... Well, the lady can laugh. I'm trying to protect my employees.
Because you're laughable. You're absolutely right. I can, because you are laughable, sir. You need to go to your employees tomorrow, and you need to give them a choice.
Okay, you know what
the
I'm saying?
The black ones as well. If you know what's good for you, because you're going to have a whole army of women tomorrow who are offended by what
all right,
you're
you know
saying,
what I'm
including
saying?
The white ones.
Thanks to
now.
A caller on the Phil Henry Show last night named Sherry, I'm pulling the trip back. None of you get to go. There, you feel better now?
I absolutely do feel better.
Mr. Green, you're coming
do.
Off like
but I'm
a
sure
child.
Sure, those black women feel better, too.
Okay, I'm going to tell you right now, Sherry, you put on a pair of fluorescent shorts and look in a mirror and tell me you don't look a Rubian.
Sherry, thank
That's
you very much.
That's not the point.
Yeah, thank you for your call. I got to take a break. Put on a hat.
Didn't she say she was coal black?
No, she did not. My question for you is, Mr. Green, point blank. You're saying that you are going to pull back this trip to Aruba for your white female employees, that it is obviously high risk because of Natalie Holloway. You're going to let your black female employees go because they're a low-risk kidnap. We've tried to tell you, and you don't seem to want to buy it.
I understand that Americans stand out, Mr.
Well, I told you that whether they're black or white, Americans are tourists. Look, you know, they're very evident. And you're coming on with this, well, what color are you? Coal black with fluorescent shorts? Because then you're going to blend in.
Look, Mr. Anderson.
I'm going to ask you point blank. You were involved in white slaving, weren't you?
Yes, I was.
You were involved in the criminal trade of women for prostitution. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, I was.
Did you do time in a British territorial prison?
I did. I did 3 years.
That was in the British Virgin Islands?
Yes, it was.
So that's why you're very conversant with this topic, isn't it?
No, it is not, Mr. Andre. I've never made a secret of my past. The only thing that I suppose I draw from that is I know the pricing. And I'm still conversant with some of the people down there.
You still are in contact with individuals that are involved in the white slave trading business?
No, not in the white slave trading, with people who know those people. I do a lot of buying.
Do you know a man by the name of, he goes by the name of Big Betsy, Christian Smut?
That is correct, yes.
You also know a man by the name of, and I don't know, his alias is Alley Cat or Big Tom?
Yes, sir, I do.
These men are involved in prostitution in the Caribbean and in point of fact are wanted by Interpol, isn't that right?
Can I ask you a question? Are you Perry Mason all of a sudden? Because
no, I'm not Perry Mason, but you're giving me all this stuff about blending in with fluorescent shorts and I'm coal black. I want to know what your background is.
I'm familiar with what the going rate is for some of these, you know, I was going to say broad. I don't mean broad. Some of these women. And it's tragic and it's unfortunate.
1-800-449-8686. Jennifer, go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Green?
Yeah, you know, you're coming on like you're some kind of a lawyer.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm a talk show host. I'm asking questions. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Yes, Mr. Green?
Yes, ma'am.
I have one question for you.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't know how much you spent on the company trip. Is there any way you can give a roundabout figure?
Well, it's an all-inclusive, and we did get a rate, but it wasn't that great. The airfare round trip is $650. 1 week at a very beautiful hotel in Aruba. I think the entire package came to around $2,500.
Okay, so $2,500. So you're willing to spend probably close to $1 million in lawsuits.
What am I going to get sued for, ma'am?
$2,500.
What am I going to get sued for, ma'am? Telling women
discrimination. As a CEO of a company, right. You should have read up on discrimination.
Jennifer, hold that thought. We'll have you right back. I got to take another break.
Jesus, you take more break. You don't have that many commercials. You're pretending like you have commercials. So you're telling, I got to take another break because I'm sold out.
What do you know about my business?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead, ma'am. Maybe you want to restate your question to Mr. Green. You there, Mr. Green?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know why, but I'm here. I've been taking more abuse.
You're the guy that... Go ahead, Jennifer.
Mr. Green, I'm basically saying that $2,500 versus, you know, God knows, probably close to $1 million in lawsuits.
They're going to sue me for what,
ma'am? Probably get for the discrimination that you have.
What discrimination? I'm saving white women from being turned out in the street like $3 whores.
I've been to Africa myself, so I know how other countries are like.